It's so groovy, isn't it?
It is. Always, always glad to hear that song.
What are we listening to?
We're listening to Glukenschmerz.
Close enough.
Oh, no. You're listening to Bitcoover, Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast.
Yeah.
On CJSF 90.1 FM.
That's
on
right.
Burnaby Mountain.
That's right.
Hey, yeah.
CJSF 90.1 FM. This is Bitcoover FM, Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast. I have with me longtime co-host and one of my best friends, Plastic Owl. Thank you so much for joining me in the studio.
Always a pleasure, Solo.
And we did the Vancouver Retro Games Expo. There we go.
On Saturday.
Yeah, just a couple days ago. Thank you to everybody who came by, everybody who grabbed a sticker, everybody who played the arcade stick.
Yeah.
Finding some gems within the more than 1,000 different games, some of which don't work.
Games.
Yeah, I know, it's a lot, right? It's a lot. What else? We had new shirts for sale.
Great new shirts.
Yeah, definitely. And some people bought a shirt. I managed to trade a shirt for another shirt from an artist from Seattle.
Nice.
And we'll be playing a little bit of everybody's music. Of course, our theme song, Glückschmerz, from Schnoodlebug, who is local-ish kind of thing. And he also is going to get a shirt sent to him. He reached out to me, so thank you so much for the support. We do still have some shirts available, so if you'd like, just reach out to me through email or DM. They are 30 Canadian, 20 US, and y'all gonna have to pay for shipping. Sorry. but we did get some amazing feedback. People who've been listening to the show for many years, people who are brand new. Of course, this is, if you are unaware, this is Bitcoover FM every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. We talk about chiptune and play examples of music made by old computer and video game hardware. We also talk about video game soundtracks. We talk about electronic music history. We play a whole bunch of weird stuff, synthesized music,
vaporwave,
Mall soft. Yeah, synthwave, VGM, which is music made to sound like video game music. Very, very cool stuff. I do think we should start out by playing a little bit of a game that I was on the hunt for, but I didn't actually find, and that was the WonderSwan version of Pocket Fighter, also known as Super Gem Fighter.
Long.
Yeah, well, it's just the logo, right?
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Yeah, and then we have the Capcom logo. Ooh.
Oh, that one's even shorter.
Nice. The theme of Pocket Fighter.
There we go. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, the WonderSwan. What a what a thing. Let's read about the WonderSwan. I actually got my WonderSwan in Seattle at Pink Gorilla Games. Ooh, a 16-bit processor.
I've never seen that before.
They're really nice. I have this one, the crystal.
Ooh.
Blue ice crystal or whatever it was called.
What year is that?
1999.
Ooh, a very good year for video games.
Indeed, yeah, except for the Dreamcast. They killed it. Killed our hopes and dreams. Cast. Lol. Yeah, it was... The WonderSwan only... Was it released? Yeah, it was only released in Japan. Because then Nintendo dropped the Game Boy Advance, and that just crushed, because...
Game Boy Advance is great.
Game Boy Advance is incredible.
I like the name, WonderSwan.
Yeah.
Why is it a swan?
Who knows?
Right.
It's the Bandai WonderSwan. This is before Bandai Namco. It was just Bandai at that time.
Mm.
Super cool stuff. Yeah. We have, of course, some music. I was able to get two CDs from Glitch Kibitz. And I very smartly left those at home. But they're signed by Nicola, who's the violinist.
Oh, yeah. You got it on Bandcamp.
Yeah, we got it digital. And we've also got... he also does chiptune under Balkan Bleeps. So we should definitely definitely listen to some of that. Yeah. And look at the name of this album.
Was it Retrograd? Retrograd.
Yeah, because you're the only one that's actually been to Petrograd. So yeah, Sankt Petersburg.
Sankt Petersburg.
Yeah.
There's a K in there.
Sankt Petersburg.
In the Burg. Burg. There's a subtle K in the Petersburg part of that. It's not in there, but it's pronounced.
I only see a G at the end there.
No, there's a K. It's a silent K. It's not a written K, but it's Burg. St. Petersburg. Sankt Petersburg. I like the Petrograd version. Petrograd Island still exists, and it's still the Leningrad Oblast.
Indeed, anyway, it is.
Where is Retrograd anyway?
Retrograd is an album from Balkan Bleeps, which is Nicola Wallen.
Oh, it's not a place. It's a place in our heart.
Indeed it is. Indeed it is. But I do want to play just a little bit more of this while we talk about the Retro Games Expo.
It's a great expo.
Yes. And what'd you think?
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was neat meeting people, looking around, lots of cool stuff. I like the Chilliwack Computer Club.
Oh, yeah, the Retro Computer
Club. Shout out to Chilliwack Computer Club!
Thank you, Chilliwack! the Chilliwack Retro Computing Club, and they meet every month at a local library, and they are super cool. Yeah. They always bring out like crazy rare stuff. Yeah. They have mainframe computers, they've got old Mac stuff, Radio Shack TRS, they've got PC 98 stuff, they have old DOS and Windows 98 gaming.
I felt old when I saw the computer that I had in my house. They're like, oh, why?
That's like new. A lot of the ones that we grew up with, that would have been cutting edge technology compared to some of their stuff.
You know, I remember parents telling me, it's like, this thing costs like $1,000, like 4 gigabytes of memory, which is insane. No, we had to upgrade it to do that. That's but it's just like, oh my God.
What are you going to do with all that?
That's a lot. You know, you can do all sorts of things with 4 gigabytes. Now I can't even run my phone apps on my phone anymore of that.
My first computer, I believe, would be, and we still have it, it's a Macintosh Plus from 1984.
Macintosh Plus.
That's right.
That's my favorite.
But it's an OG one from back in the day, Wizard of Ops. Shout out. He used to work at Apple. That was just one part. That was up on the fourth floor. They had the panels up there, too. They had the tournaments. I heard you, Plastic Owl, joined the tournament.
I played Super Smash Bros. I got creamed.
You got destroyed?
I was destroyed.
Which Smash was it?
It was in the 64.
Okay, yeah, that game has been figured out.
Well, I was surprised because I haven't played 64 in like 15 years. It's slow.
It's clunky.
It's like, you know, after being spoiled with, what's the name of
the Switch?
The Switch one?
Ultimate,
Ultimate. It was just like, oh, back to basics. It was like slow. I think the controllers were really good. Some of the players brought their own controllers. Yep. Like, these are some serious people here.
Yeah. Got like braided cables and everything.
I did pretty well in the practice ones. I actually won all the practice ones. Nice. So I had a chance to warm up before I played. Nice. I was defeated by Ness. Like, actual Ness.
Yeah.
Somebody was wearing a Ness costume.
Oh, amazing.
And I was crushed.
I like Ness. Ness was my main back in the day. I played a little bit of Link, but I enjoyed Ness. I played Ness.
Ness is great.
And then Ike.
Oh, no. This is 64.
I know, but I'm just trying to think of my mains that I played throughout I would probably have to say
Pikachu.
Yeah, Pikachu's pretty good.
Kirby.
Kirby's good. I had a friend who played almost nothing but Kirby.
Kirby was really overpowered in 64, so I played Pikachu.
Yeah, Pikachu's good. I was mostly a Link or Ness player. Yeah.
Pikachu's best advantages is that he's got the stamina is really fast, but I was hard to get that out of him when I was playing N64.
Wii Fit Trainer, always fun.
Oh, yeah.
Inkling.
Salute the Sun.
That's right. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's good to just be well-versed in characters, but that does mean that a lot of people, when they go on the competitive Smash circuit, they want to have a main and then an alternate in case someone picks something that counters that really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Smash scene, they take it very seriously.
It's a Smash Club at SFU you can play at.
The SFU Smash Club.
They meet every day, every Tuesday at 6. I think it's just conveniently before Vancouver.
Yeah, we should go say hi.
Yeah, we should go say hi.
Yeah, and then there's
and
also...
we get annihilated
immediately. Oh, totally, yeah. There's also the SFU Esports Club, and both of those organizations have a Discord that you can join and all that. That was on the fourth floor. They had panels there as well, too.
I didn't go to any.
No, nor did I. I was just in the theater. Down on the third floor, in the theater, that's where all the music was. So we had...
Yeah, we got all the music.
Oh, it was great. There was Ro Panagonti, which was like metal mixed with video game soundtracks. We had Glitch Kibitz, which was klezmer video game music.
I'm going to keep on laughing at that.
Yeah, it's so good. DJ Seahorse, very good stuff. There was also Danny Stewart, or sorry, excuse me, Shane Stewart and Danny B Style, Danny Baranovsky. And then there was video game improv, cosplay contest, lots of cool stuff. They had the merch table there. They
Vancouver
had the free play.
Really liked the costume contest.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's always down for a good cosplay.
Yeah.
And it was nice and air-cooled and air-conditioned in the theater.
It was a little stale after a while.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's because the door is closed if they kept it open.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
What else? Where the Vancouver table was.
Yeah, they had the whole marketplace downstairs.
Yes, the vendor and artist vendor hall and artist alley.
I didn't buy anything.
I didn't buy any games. That's why I'm kind of playing this Pocket Fighter soundtrack to quell the sadness of not picking up anything. But I was mostly focused on promoting the show and getting people interested. I did, however, hit up Tsunami Studios, Kintsugi Tattoo,
Kintsugi Jelly, Tattoos, do it was gold?
Maybe. Jelly, what is it? Jelly something Ultra. Yeah, we should probably go to the next one.
Was this one 30 minutes long?
Yeah, it's just player select.
Oh, okay.
We'll go to the next one.
An endless loop.
Yeah, exactly. Jelly Ultra. There we go. I got a cool Kirby fridge.
Aw.
It's Kirby. He's a fridge.
Aw, he is.
Did you ever play Kirby 64, The Crystal Shards?
No.
That's one of my favorite games. I love the soundtrack.
I was running that on the emulator on my computer for a bit. It was actually pretty fun.
We should definitely play some Kirby 64 music. I love that game so much.
It is good, yeah.
It's actually one of the best.
Hi. What does that do? What does he make? Hi.
It's all about...
Can Kirby talk, or...?
He can vocalize.
Yeah, but he can't speak.
He can swallow his enemies.
Yeah. He can turn into anything. He's got powers, so that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so this is from a Wonderswan game called Pocket Fighter.
Wonderswan.
Super Gem Fighter Mini Mix, also released as Pocket Fighter. That's how I know it as Pocket the Fighter. 1997 fighting game developed for arcades, but it was also released on the Wonderswan, and the original Wonderswan was monochrome, so it was very nice.
Who needs the colors?
Yeah.
Ooh, that looks good.
Yeah, it's little chibi characters of Street Fighter, and it's definitely graphically heavily reduced on the Wonderswan. And the soundtrack's pretty good.
This is cute.
Yeah, definitely. This is, I think, the arcade version. Yeah. CPS is a Capcom Pro System, I think. It was arcade hardware built by Capcom. Yeah, so that was the third floor. That's where the Vancouver table was. We had some examples of chiptune on CD and tape and mini CD and floppy disk.
Floppy disk. How do you play a floppy disk?
Yeah, you get a computer that can read it.
But it's got the software built into it.
It's actually just the tracker files. So you need to load that into the software.
Yeah.
Like the .mod or .nsf files or whatever.
Cool.
There was also the book that everybody enjoys, the Big Book of Chiptunes.
I like that book.
It's a great book. Shout out to the Wizard of Ops for providing that many years ago, and everybody has a good flip through it. We also had the Electronic Musicians Dictionary.
Ooh, interesting.
Very good to explain some of the terms in there. The Arcade Fight Stick, which is always a popular thing.
Yeah, it's got 1,000 games in it.
Yeah, some of them don't run well. I'll just let you know.
Yeah, I was playing through some of them, and this game sucks.
Yeah, it's just bad. It has Space Zap, and it has Waku Waku 7.
Waku 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 Waku.
And it has several Street Fighters on there. Yeah. It's decent.
I played Ms. Pac-Man on it.
Yeah, it does. It's like three copies of Ms. Pac-Man.
World War II plane.
Oh, yeah, yeah, 1942 or Striker. Yeah, those are very good.
What was the game that was at the end? The two guys. What game was that?
Oh, I don't know. They were.
It was like ninja something. They were looking for that one specific.
Yeah,
game
and they found it, and then they proceeded to sit there for like 40 minutes and play it.
Yeah.
And then we had to clean up, and I'm like, I'm sorry, guys. You can save your state, and it'll literally be there for you next year.
It'll be here next year.
Yeah, exactly.
Come check out Vancouver 2026 at the Retro Gaming Expo.
Yes. Normally, those dates are announced in February. and then vendors get noticed.
But I want to go now.
Yeah, well, you should have gone last week. Oh, wait, you did.
I did.
Yeah, June 14th. Always a huge, huge turnout. Thousands of people came by. Of course, big shout outs to Brian at Game Deals for organizing everything. He does such a good job. And Game Deals, the primary sponsor of the Vancouver Retro Gaming Expo, which happened at the Anvil Center in New West this past weekend. And thank you to everybody who came by and grabbed a flyer or a sticker or a t-shirt. I really do appreciate that. And it's thanks to your support on the t-shirt sales that we'll be able to keep the web hosting going for the next year. So, yeah. And we'll be putting up previous episodes up on SoundCloud now that I've made a backup of everything. So definitely check out soundcloud.com/Vancouver. Yeah, super cool stuff.
Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast.
You've got it. You've got it. If you want to check out more information, Vancouver.com, all that cool stuff. All right, we've done enough talking. Let's do a little listen. So we'll listen to a little bit more of Super Gem Fighter Mini Mix, aka Pocket Fighter. This being the arcade version of it. Although I'm still hunting for it on the WonderSwan. So if you know, then let me know. I might have to go down to Pink Gorilla in Seattle. Yeah, we'll be back. We'll talk about the retro games, Retro Gaming Expo more. So hang out in the virtual plaza, folks. Yes, Kirby Fridge. Kirby Fridge is so good. I love Kirby Fridge. Welcome back to Vancouver FM.
Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast.
You got it. Pascal came by and manned the table while I went around and I bought stuff. And also said hi to a whole bunch of people. It was so nice to...
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi. I
can't it was so nice to see everybody back at the Retro Gaming Expo. If we go to event schedule and then our digital guide, who did we see? Well, besides our good friends at Capital City Classic Arcade, which is on Columbia Street in New West, they are amazing.
I haven't been. I should go.
Oh, sometime. you need to go.
Yeah.
It's amazing. one of the best parts about Cap City is that you just pay by the hour. And
Ooh.
Then all the arcades are free play.
Oh.
So you don't have to feed quarters in or anything.
Cool.
Yeah, it's great. And you can rent it out as well, too. 10-player minimum. Yep. And then you can rent it out. So that might be a fun thing to do for birthday.
Bitcoover birthday.
Yeah,
Bitday. Bitcoover party.
Yeah,
happy
birthcoover.
Bitday.
Sam Kolensky, Miniegi, Jelly Ultra, Kintsugi Tattoos, and Tsunami Studios. So good. Toasty Prince, I got a nice...
I like that name.
Sailor Moon, two-sided keychain from them.
Cool.
That's pretty good.
What was on the keychain?
Sailor Moon in like a puffy bomber jacket, and then her charm switched from Artemis to Luna on the other side.
I like the cat.
Yeah, that's Artemis and Luna
oh,
are
okay.
the cats.
Oh yeah, Luna's the cat.
Game deals, of course, liquidation sale, I mean, ton of the other games. Games R Us, J&C, Everything J&J, Voodoo Games Unlimited, Sasquatch, P&J.
It was amazing to see how what they were selling. Like they were selling like old Xbox and PlayStation
mm-hmm.
games. Like they were selling them by the pound. Like people had like huge stacks
oh,
of them.
Oh, for sure.
It's like... These, you know, these are all, I guess, decidedly retro games
yeah.
now, and it's like...
I would say anything two generations ago
mm-hmm.
is generally retro. So PS3, Xbox 360, although in my mind I still feel that Xbox, PS2, GameCube, that's kind of where retro starts.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I know. Yeah, as we get older, retro gets newer.
You know, what was the first console you had?
It would have been, well, it wasn't really a console, it was a handheld.
Mm.
If we're going by first video game thing, it would have been a Game Boy Color.
Mm.
Or maybe those Tiger handheld games, Batman handheld games. But first, like, actual video game thing would have been a Game Boy Color. First actual console was an Xbox.
We had that, first Nintendo.
Nice.
Yeah. I remember.
The chonky gray.
Yeah, the chonky gray
the
one.
The NES, the Nintendo
yeah.
Entertainment System.
Yeah.
Also remember, known as the Famicom.
I remember playing with my sister in the living room.
Yeah.
Super
Famicom.
I had my kid-sized chair sitting in the living room playing with it.
So good. Yeah, that was on the first floor. All the vendors and the artists. That's always fun. And then you can go up the stairs to go check out all the amazing stuff on the third and fourth floor. Of course, big shout-outs to Bonus Stage for presenting all of the artists on the third floor and
oh,
all
we
the
were,
free play.
Oh, we were in the alcohol permitted zone the whole time.
Yes, we were.
Yep. Oh.
Yeah, so good. It went on for quite some time because I got there probably around 10 o'clock in the morning and then
yeah, we were there.
We packed up
time.
Until 6:30-ish. Yeah. It's good stuff. Yeah. Yeah, as much as I like Kirby music, I think we should play a little bit of maybe some Glitch Kibitz.
Glitch Kibitz?
Yep. So, for those of you who don't know, Glitch Kibitz is from Seattle. Shout out to Seattle.
Shout out to Seattle.
And I know one of the members, Nicola. Again, shout out to Nicola. And they take the format of klezmer music and blend it with video game music. And they have many, many releases. They've been a group, I think, since, 2020. So they've been around for several years now. They played at MagFest and MagWest. And they've also now played at the Vancouver Retro Gaming Expo. This was their first time touring in Canada. So
we
got to see them come across. It was excellent.
They played the Kirby.
They did.
There. Yeah.
They totally did.
I always thought Kirby was already a Yiddish soundtrack. Really fitting.
Yeah. Let's see. It would have been...
Which one's that?
Well, We'll find it. We'll find which one is
we'll
Kirby.
Just pick a whole album.
Yeah. We're listening to a little bit of Saved Inventory from Glitch Kibitz, which are your favorite, or their favorite, like inventory and item select screens. From jazz to klezmer to Turkish jams, this release represents a wide range of genre-blending VGM, video game music, interpretations, and large numbers of firsts for Glitch Kibitz, from lots of brand new instrumentation to our new full-time percussionist, Klopfenpop. Nice. Very cool.
I sent this to, I sent a clip to our mutual friend in Chicago.
Oh, yes, the Reb.
The Reb, yeah, who quite enjoyed it.
Oh, good. Yeah. I mean,
He loves Nintendo and klezmer music.
I would say, out of my friends, he's the foremost expert I know on klezmer music, having not only participated in, but led discussions at KlezFest, which mm-hmm. I do believe happens in...
Klez Canada,
yeah. And I think that's either Ontario or Montreal. I'm pretty sure it's Montreal.
It is. Yeah, he came to visit when I was...
Yeah, pretty sure it's in Montreal. Good stuff. That's actually how I found out about So-Called.
I like So-Called.
He's good times. Yeah, good stuff. Klezmer music, always good. Video game music, always good. And then Nicola and the boys down in Seattle decided, hey, why don't we fuse them? Sounds good. Let's listen to a little bit more of Glitch Kibitz right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast, Vancouver FM. We interrupt this Glitch Kibitz to bring you Block and Bleep. Sorry about that.
Accidental glitch.
Yeah, fat finger.
Yeah.
From Retrograd. This is Pico Pico Picolina. And we're not going to fix it in
there's
post.
There's, of course there's glitch when you play Glitch Kibitz.
Of course, yeah.
It's inevitable.
We'll be right back.